RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That's greystone-roofing.com.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you, Khaki Kevin, for playing that for me as always. The 512 says they're asking the question I asked about the seasoning, the difference between Creole and Cajun. Yes, you're absolutely right. Cajun is the roux. Creole is the tomato base. We were talking about seasoning, not the actual base is what we were talking about. But you're absolutely right. Cajun is the mixture of the flour and some type of oil. Sometimes butter would be the
I'm a butter man.
Would be the choice. But yeah, that's it. But you're exactly right. But we were talking about the actual seasoning.
Right.
Is what we were talking about, the difference there. So anyway. All right. Excited about having Todd Archer on after this today. Todd was the one that broke the story about Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs released.
Todd's really good at this stuff, by the way.
Professional.
He's one of the best. He really, really is. Okay. I said I had some questions for you.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to test them out for you because I like to ask these questions. Oh, by the way, kind of got some information about Jake Ferguson potentially playing this game. And by the way, this game is being looked at as let's go win a game kind of a thing so far.
Yeah.
On Tuesday. But here we are. I mean, there could be a possibility of starters starting and then kind of pulling back as need be. But a lot of it has to do with the aesthetics of the record. Does that make sense?
They just like the look of 8-8-1 a heck of a lot better than 7-9-1.
They do.
Which is just maddening.
Yeah.
Not a single fan in the world cares about, oh, we were 8-8-1.
If I'm just telling you.
I know they care.
If you were in that building, you would. I would hope that you would stand up and say this doesn't matter one bit. But when you're in that building, it does mean something.
It's just like the SEC. It just means more.
It doesn't mean that much, but yeah, it means you didn't have a losing season.
Right.
That's what you work all year not to be have a losing season. So it's think about aesthetics. All right. Here's my questions for you. I got some questions. You ready for these?
My body is ready.
How's your mind?
Mind is kind of drifting.
Mind's drifting?
But I'm locked in.
You didn't find any Miami gear, by the way?
No, my uncle's going to hook me up. Yeah. He flew in last night. I'll holler at him after the show and make sure he got me a shirt.
Okay.
You can't be showing up there with just a generic T-shirt.
You can't. You got to go in there. Those Ohio State people are going to fight you now. Get ready.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the Miami section.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'll be hollering at the playmaker, Michael Irvin, to come defend me if I need it.
Yeah. I wish you had a 47 Miami jersey. That'd be absolutely
That'd be so sick.
That would be great. All right. Here you go. Question number one. Eric. Why do we get so mad at Terrence Steele?
I get upset because I was upset the day I remember. I think it was like a Labor Day situation, and it was me and Walchuk and Mike Bassick together at Globe Life Field, and we get the news that Terrence Steele just got a contract after tearing his ACL.
Sure,
and that ticked me off. Nothing against Terrence. It's just what are you doing from a team building standpoint?
We get mad at him
because he's consistently a bad pass protector. And
but a guy that went to Tech knew nothing about run blocking and like actually has a pretty good handle on how to run block.
Yes.
But we get so mad at him. Knock on wood, he doesn't miss starts. You know, he doesn't.
That's true.
He doesn't get hurt. He's in the lineup every single week.
And he misses his assignment every single week. And he's got my highly paid quarterback under duress. That's frustrating. It's like, I don't know that he's gotten any better in pass pro. It's a great story. Like, good for him. He was a nobody, undrafted guy.
Yeah.
And he's
didn't
made a career
great,
out of
didn't
himself.
Didn't look great in the Senior Bowl. Gave up a lot of pressure. Yeah.
His first start, I think I'll never forget, is Myles Garrett and the Browns at AT&T Stadium.
I thought he started against the Chargers. I thought he started against Chargers.
Oh, and, maybe that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think it was a game. It was a game in Los Angeles. I think he got his first start against the Chargers. I could be wrong about that. But they remember we were talking about how we were worried about the Chaz Green situation and mm-hmm. all that. Am I right about that? Was it Chargers?
I see it's going to take me a second to see.
All right.
But I'm going to find this because in my mind, it was them putting him on an island versus Myles Garrett at AT&T Stadium.
I thought it was a game against the Chargers myself. I thought that was the one. I remember doing a pregame show. I thought I might be doing a pregame show. I might have been with Ari or somebody, but I thought that was the game. The 682 says Steel is Doug Free 2.0.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What do you think about that?
I think Doug Free probably a little bit better pass blocker, but I think that Steele's a little bit better run blocker. But I think they're very similar. Both lack strength, both lack power, both are reliable, both had toughness. I don't know. You get mad at Steele a lot.
Yeah, because once you get paid, expectations go up.
Okay.
I think that's a part of it. If he was still just on an undrafted rookie free agent deal,
yeah.
Be like, hey, we're getting the most out of this guy.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. Yeah, I guess his first start was in L.A. It was versus the Rams.
Oh, was it the Rams?
The 2020 season.
I thought it was the Chargers.
And then
I thought they were trying to block one of the Bosa.
Yeah. Yeah. Khalil Mack was Khalil Mack there.
Guyton's first start, and the text is pointing this out. Guyton's first start was against Myles Garrett.
It was Guyton's first start?
Yeah. Remember that opening day in Cleveland? Yeah, that's right.
That's definitely right. Yeah, it was week four that year of Terrence Steele's first year. That was when he went up against the Browns. So he did play Myles Garrett that rookie year, but I guess it wasn't his first start.
All right, here we go. Next question for you, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
What would this offense look like without Javonte Williams?
Oh, geez, with the guys that they have. I mean, credit to Malik Davis for the way he's been able to run the football here. But all season long without Javonte Williams and it just being Malik Davis and Lipke and then Jaden Blues probably playing more.
Yeah,
I mean, your pass protection would be a disaster. Talk about pass protection issues because that is – probably even more impressive than his running, which has been really good this year, is Javonte Williams' willingness for blitz pickup.
Yeah.
And you see the drop off immediately when he's out of the game and Malik Davis has to step up there. So, you'd be sacked more, you'd be pressured more, your pass game would suffer, and your run game would suffer. I mean, it would be bad. It would get ugly.
See, it's funny you said, because I asked Vach Lombardi the same question this morning when he and I were working.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious, I go, what would this offense look like without him? And Vach said the same. But the thing he was harping on, like you just did, was the pass protection.
Yes.
It wasn't the running and all that. It was.
Yeah, because Malik Davis has shown you, and again, what he had been able to do it all season. Yeah. It's been a smaller sample size that he started to get a little bit more of the load from a rushing standpoint. But that's been fine.
Yeah.
It would still be lesser if it was him all season as the bell cow as opposed to Javonte Williams. But, man, Dak, they'd have to be doing a max protection type offense a lot more often.
Yeah.
Dak would have gotten hit a lot more often.
So but the protection's like,
I think that's the one. Because that's what you notice right now.
Yeah. I'm with you.
You agree with that?
No, I do. It's funny how both you guys who watch these games, study these games, both went the pass protection route before his ability as a runner.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just the nature of your running back room. If you had another guy in there, maybe he's a little bit, hey, pass protection, he can handle that, but he's just not a good runner, then it'd be a different story. But Javonte Williams has been really good in blitz pickup, and that's something that I think as football fans we have to understand when we're trying to evaluate running backs, whether you're drafting them or bringing guys in. Mm-hmm. That matters a ton. Really does.
All right, my final question to you. I got a couple more, but I know we're up against the time. Which trade has you now shaking your head? The Trey Lance or the Jonathan Mingo?
They were both for fourth-round picks, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think, gosh, it's sort of equal. I guess you could justify Trey Lance because it is the most important position.
Sure.
And you were in that time where you weren't sure if you were going to pay Dak.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really reach, you could justify it to some extent. Hey, you're taking a flyer on a quarterback that was at one of the top prospects. But Jonathan Mingo has never for a single second made any sense.
Yeah.
At no point did that make sense from the day they did it to every day since. He's barely played, and he was proven to be not a good player with a fair sample size, even in Carolina. Like, that one is just...
Do you feel like he's really played this year, though?
No, he hasn't. Yeah. But even when he has been on the field, you haven't noticed him one time.
Yeah.
Not once.
Yeah.
It's like Pickens, Lamb, and Flannoy, like, that's your trio.
Right.
And Mingo has just done nothing, even in the small opportunities he's been on the field, which is, again, very, very small.
One final question real quick then.
Here we go.
Was there ever a moment where you thought that George Pickens could be better than CeeDee Lamb?
I mean, we had those conversations, but yeah. I have so much respect for CeeDee Lamb's body of work and being a surefire top five wide receiver for many years and the versatility factor, all of that. Like, you've seen that over multiple seasons.
Yeah.
George Pickens, you see flashes of it and you see stretches of it, but with so many guys in the league, you see one game, you see a good month, whatever it is, that it's not necessarily who they are week in, week out, year in, year out. Yeah. So I never was willing to cross that bridge. I know Dawson, Choppy, plenty of people were like, oh, Pickens is wide receiver one.
Sure.
And he's definitely a beast. And on any given Sunday, he can be that guy.
Yeah.
But I think CeeDee Lamb is the one who's proven time and time again, with or without Dak, that's a guy that puts up numbers.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
There it is, Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction here in the G-Bag Nation. TD Tuesday at 4:20. Trayvon Diggs released from the Cowboys. The man that broke the story, Todd Archer, ESPN, joins us next right here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.